our neighbor part of love the Lord your God and love your neighbor, always the hard and risky part. And Saul was breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. Saul's new mission is not to persecute, but to promote the peace of Christ, the light in Christ, and the unity of all those neighbors God commands us to love.
You know, it helps to know what people are going through, what their level of awareness is in terms of things like current events, a vocabulary that is that inclusive, you know, that can, you know, build that bridge from us to God in a way that we can all understand.
Thursday was Holocaust Remembrance Day. The genocide of a previous generation remembered in a present context of rising anti-Semitism around the world. San Diego, last Saturday, exactly 6 months after the synagogue shootings in Pittsburgh. The California shooter, a member of a church, son of an elder, claiming his beliefs and intentions to kill were formed by what he heard in church. Said the pastor and his parents and other evangelical leaders, anti-Semitism and racist hatred have no place in our doctrine.
And I think one of the important things about the church's ministry now in the 21st century is to give people a place to think and a space to think boldly and safely, and also a place to think about how we will not be silent in the world where there is just so much wrong.
That's the world we are called to see. That's the world where we are called to go. That's the resurrection life.